Snickers hole.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. Got a great show for you today. I was just watching a video that DV listener and a frequent caller, Kittens, sent me. I'm late to the party on this one. This was posted about a month ago, but it's a music video. I'm not going to play it for you because it's more visual. You have to see it. So maybe on the show notes I'll post a link, but basically, a bunch of furries are in a hotel room having sex. And according to the uploader, Seven Wolf, they say, this brings to debate whether things like this should take place in the furry fandom. On one hand, if it were normal people without the suits on and fully clothed, nobody would have made a stink. The fact they have fursuits on is the same thing as wearing clothes, in my humble opinion. Except, you know, it's not just people dancing around. It's like, you know, two Siberian huskies sniffing each other's asses and grinding up against, you know, a dude in a fox suit. True, some of the positions are quite seductive and make you think that more is going to happen, but that's just the teasing aspect of the video. It's tastefully shot and shows great camera work, in my opinion. Yes, this piece should really be judged on its artistic merit. So again, maybe I'll put a link on the show notes today or post it for Sideshow Freaks or something. Moving on now, I've got a few pieces of new retard audio. And I'm glad because I haven't played a lot of the Window Lickers. As a matter of fact, I would like to officially dub this month Slowvember. I'm going to need your help for this one. You're going to have to scour YouTube and find all of the great videos featuring retarded people and send them to me so I can feature them on the program. Like this video.
No.
Yes. Yes. Like this video.
No.
Yes.
Down syndrome does not slow me down.
What was that? Mushmouth, Charlie? What was that?
Down syndrome does not slow me down.
Oh, Down syndrome doesn't slow him down. Slows the rest of us down. Like, can you, what? Can you say that again?
It's just what I have in me. I do have Down syndrome, but that's not going to stop me one bit. See, I live on my own. I clean the house.
He uses mayonnaise as floor wax.
I do exercise. I walk my dog. She's an outside dog. And I got three other brothers. They don't treat me special. My name is Bo Joseph Hubler. I'm from Indiana.
That's going to suck to be retarded and then get a name that's hard to pronounce. Like Hubler. This is all for a campaign called We're More Alike Than Different. Quite frankly, that's a sentiment I take great offense to. I'm not like you at all.
My name is Christopher Scott.
This guy has like a 7-foot-tall forehead.
And I'm from Texas. I'm 31 years old, and I have Down syndrome.
Yes.
You know,
I like that he's wearing a huge cowboy hat.
So I'm a teacher assistant. And I work with kids.
You're a teacher's assistant?
Yes. That's where I get some of my energy from. I like lots of movies. Yeah, I like to go dancing, get my groove on. See, we are more alike than different.
This campaign misses the mark because as they're talking, I think to myself, I am nothing like this person.
I am Christy Hockle. And I am 29 years old, and I have Down syndrome. Yes, I just joined the gym. I love to exercise. Exercise is my thing. I can lift 140 pounds.
What was that, 101? 130!
I can lift...
That was a very aggressive and mean 30.
140 pounds. I just love it.
Like her tongue, like she couldn't get her tongue to work with her. In the video, you just see it stuck there. It's frozen in time.
40 pounds. I just love it.
One more time.
I just love syndrome. Yes, I just joined the gym. I love to exercise. Exercise is my thing. Mm-hmm. I can lift 140 pounds. I just love it.
I was like, she was constipated there for a moment.
I just love being there. It's really fun. I like to get healthy and strong and skinny. See, the more I like the difference.
Yeah, these kids
are
cute.
My mom keeps saying, Christy, you need to listen right.
That's why she's joining Jim, because her mother called her fat.
I am Christy.
First of all, she's retarded. Just let her be.
Christy Hockle, I am 29 years old.
Oh, Christy Hockle gets two spots?
And I have Down syndrome. Something special just happened to me.
She farted.
My boyfriend asked my dad in the hint of marriage.
Oh, my God. She has a boyfriend. Anyone who is single and listening to this program right now, put down the gun. I know it's close.
He's wonderful. He's
blow your brains out.
Cute. I love him a lot. I want to be beautiful as a bride. See, we're more alike than different. I'm going to have a big, big wedding for 300 people.
All right, there you go. Just a few retards telling us that they're just like us. It's kind of what makes them retarded, right? I don't know what the hell's going on. What a way to kick off Slovember. Send in your mentally handicapped video clips to show at distortedview.com. And maybe I'll play them on the show. All right, moving on now. Here is a black girl videotaping herself as she's driving to her, I guess, boyfriend's house or something.
I'm on my way to go meet Peter. And I hope he like my hair because I have dyed it with some Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid is actually Kool-Aid. It took me a few times to realize what she was saying there. Blacks are kind of like retarded people. I can't understand what they're saying.
And I'm thinking that this is a little less ghetto. It's dramatic, but less ghetto because I need to get him back from some little trick named Rachel that he called himself seeing. But
this whole scenario is pretty ghetto. The Kool-Aid, the fighting for your man.
I am his woman, so what error? What error?
What error?
Oh, I'm gonna meet him at the perk. I got on my little exercise clothes.
She's gonna meet Pierre at the perk.
Oh, my little exercise clothes.
Down at the burn.
But, you know, I really got him, like, my breasts is all pushed up, you know, to distract him. I'm trying to distract him, see?
Distract. She's missing a T in there.
Mm-hmm. Got him pushed all up. He can't resist this.
I love it because the camera is like pointed, is lower and it's pointed up. So I guess the camera might be like in her lap or something. And it's just like a close up of her mouth. So one of the first comments on YouTube is put some lip balm on those crusty crusts.
He can't resist this. He trying to resist this, but I like go hopping. We got what? Almost a whole good year in. So if I have to be less ghetto, then they say, ooh, I got to put on some lipstick because these crusty crust lips I got. Oh, I can't find my little lip balm. Here you go. He think it's over. Ah! Oh.
Yeah. It's not over until she says it's over.
It ain't over.
Or it ain't over. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got some male humiliation. This guy is getting anally violated. I guess first with a speculum to, you know, pry things open. Take a listen to this bitch as she does her work there.
I already have you nice and lipped. Is that good, little slut? Yeah.
Opening up the speculum.
Wide open for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? You a little whore?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you are.
I'm a fucking whore owl.
Yeah? Sissy slut.
I'm a fucking whore owl.
I'm a sissy slut.
You're a sissy slut being anally violated.
Yes, ma'am.
Just spreading you open like the bitch you are.
I like her.
You like taking that for me, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? Are you my little bunny?
Yes, ma'am.
My bunny bitch. Don't clench your ass. I can feel you trying to clench.
Loosen it up.
Very, very pretty, sweetheart. Your skirt hiked up. My tie-bound little bitch. It's my good little sissy slut heart. My bitch?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me.
I'm your bitch, huh?
Tell me.
I'm your bitch.
Yeah.
You got kind of angry there, like you weren't saying it loud enough.
little slut.
I'm your slut.
My fucking whore.
I'm your whore.
Yeah? You would not believe how you look.
Very pretty. Mm.
I think you're rather pretty.
You know, see? What did I say?
You have definitely got my cock all hard.
Uh-oh! Out comes the jelly dildo!
Shove it up your ass, you know that? You know that?
Yes, ma'am.
The plot thickens.
Ready to take it?
Girthy. The plot's very girthy.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Is my bitch ready to take my cock?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? You gonna whine about it? You gonna take it like a man? Or you gonna take it like a sissy?
She doesn't seem...
Huh? That's my baby.
You can't tell if she's nice or she's mean. On one hand, she's about to shove a giant dildo in my ass. On the other hand, she calls me things like sweetie, the tender rapist. That's the name of my autobiography, if I ever write one. Tim Henson, the tender rapist. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I think I've seen that jelly dildo somewhere before. Maybe Adam and Eve, where you can, you know, you can purchase it for 50% off using coupon code FREAK at checkout. And if you don't like jelly dildos, well, they've got all sorts of other kind of dildos. Glass, cement, wood. I don't know what they've got, but they've got all sorts of dildos. You know, you just use coupon code FREAK. 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. You know, 50% is like half off. That's a huge deal. All right. Yeah, that's what's happening over there at adamandeve.com. And while you're spending money, give some to me. Sign up for the sideshow right now. Become a member for only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I'm a professional. Yeah, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Tomorrow's show will be extended, and then on Thursday we've got an exclusive show. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Canada. Children were rewarded at a Markham day camp last summer for such things as pole dancing, taking off their clothes, and sucking a counselor's toe. A Markham mother, whose name is being withheld to protect the identity of her children, said she knew something was wrong when her 12-year-old daughter and her friend were tight-lipped after she asked about their third day at the town of Markham-operated Camp Chemo. Well, that does not sound like a fun camp at all. Sounds depressing. Bunch of cancer patients forced to suck on the counselor's toes and strip. They're all weak on that pole dancing around. They just looked at each other. And it's actually Chimo, I think. C-H-I-M-O. I like chemo better. They just looked at each other and said, "We can't tell you," the mom said. When she asked them why not, the girls, who were enrolled in the first two-week session of the Voyagers program for 12 to 14-year-olds, told their counselors had said not to tell their parents what they'd done that day. And then I said, "Well, you have to tell me." I'm sure the mother was shitting in her pants at that point. Nothing good could come of that. The girls said they'd played a game called What Would You Do for an Ice Cream Bar, where campers were split into groups and were rewarded with treats for completing various tasks. First, her daughter told her that she licked the inside of a porta-potty wall. Okay. The counselor said if you do that, you can earn an ice cream bar. Kids are so stupid. Stupid. You're licking a toilet for a fucking Klondike bar? All right, the counselor said if you do that, you earn an ice cream bar. The mother said she tried not to overreact. Yeah, she wanted to hear the whole story. What else did you do? Like balls. She told her daughter she could have gotten sick, but then the story continued. Her daughter said she also rubbed ash from the campfire on her face and washed it off in the muddy river running through Milne Dam Conservation Park. That doesn't seem too bad. And then she said a girl laid down, she pulled up her top, I spit in her belly button, and then someone drank from it. So they were doing body shots with spit, basically. Things are getting sexy. Her daughter told her other kids did worse for an ice cream snack, pole dancing without pants on, and running around the outdoor camp with their shorts on their heads. One girl sucked the toe of a male counselor hired to work with special needs campers. When a male adult counselor asked a 12-year-old girl to suck his toe, and I'll give you an ice cream bar, that's rather sick, the mom said. Markham Mayor Frank Scarpetti confirmed the game took place at the camp on July 6th and involved 38 campers. the dares, the challenges, they all came from the campers themselves. What was, yeah, I'm sure the counselor had no say in that whatsoever. What was really unfortunate about this incident is that the dares were actually allowed to proceed. He said the town's recreation staff took immediate steps after the incident was brought to their attention by the two parents. The newspaper spokes with. Once all the concerns were reviewed, some of the staff at the camp were spoken to, and that game of challenge was taken off the curriculum. So there you go. No more pole dancing, toe sucking, or toilet licking. It was all very innocent. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, this is a short one, but I like it. The story comes from Denver. All she wanted to do was leave the bar with her booze, but it didn't go over so well, and now a woman is in a lot of trouble. On October 15th, Lori Waldo was drinking at a bar when police said she grabbed the bartender by his genitals and kicked him several times in the groin. She wanted to take her Jack and Coke with her. Waldo was upset. She's not a Seagram's girl. She looks a little rough. Waldo was upset because the bartender didn't let her leave the bar with her drink. She's been charged with unlawful sexual conduct and third degree assault. I've got another short story here. I guess we'll do four stories today. A woman has died after a Halloween fight over candy. A man was so enraged over a missing bag of candy, it was a Butterfinger. He allegedly fatally plunged a knife into a woman multiple times on Halloween. It wasn't like fucking, you know, sweet tarts or whatever. Liddell Peoples, 55 and black, is accused of stabbing his acquaintance, Maria Adams, 49 and also probably black, at his home, or white and fat. He was arrested last week and charged with attempted murder and aggravated domestic battery. Charges are expected to be upgraded because the woman died. So over a fucking, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup. What makes this story even sadder, in my opinion, is it was a, you know, probably a Halloween-sized candy bar. You know, like the fun side, the real tiny little ones. Like, who gives a shit about that? Stupid Three Musketeers. Like half an inch big. All right, final story we have for you today. Police investigating Russian grave robbers are holding a man after the remains of at least 20 women were found in his flat. Mummified remains of 27 women were found in the flat of Nizhny Novgorod, police sources told the government newspaper. Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me here. The government newspaper Rossiyskaya Gazeta. That probably means Gazette. The suspect, 45, is a local historian and a creep. He is believed to have dug up the remains of young women at various cemeteries and put dresses on them. An official statement on the case is not expected until after Friday. At least he had the decency to dress them. He was probably skeeved out by how, like, decomposed they were and shit. I'm sure, shortly after he dug up these broads, he was, you know, second-guessing himself, like, oh, this was not a good idea. I didn't think they'd be this gross. Put them in a dress. Try to pretty him up a bit. All right, yes, he put them in dresses. An official statement on the case is not expected until after Friday. The remains are believed to have been stolen from local graves. Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to collect, you know, corpses from around the world. Jet-setting to Japan and Colombia and shit. All right, yeah, so they're local graves. The suspect may be charged with desecrating human remains. He dressed them up nice. He apparently specialized in exploring cemeteries and was planning to publish a guidebook. Love to read that. Differing figures for the number of sets of remains found in the flat were given by Russian media from more than 20 to 27. That doesn't make much of a difference, does it? You could maybe explain one or two corpses in your apartment, but you know, anything more than that, you're just, you're a corpse fucker. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, speak to me, freaks.
Hello, Tim. This is Indie Vid Game Dude. Really, I haven't made a friggin' name yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would love to hear an episode of just you singing covers.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe release it on the free side. I would love to support your show, but I don't really have any money, okay?
Okay, so you want a full episode of me singing covers. That sounds horrific.
G'day, Timmy Boo, you flaming homo. It's not from Strata.
Slamming homo.
Been a follower since the very, very, very end of 2004.
Oh, wow. That's when I started the podcast.
Been a Todd Show member from pretty much the start.
A true freak.
Say, g'day. I'm drunk and I love you.
Wow.
And
good day, mate, to you.
Yeah. Look, can you try and find that that duck call audio you did around Christmas or New Year's?
I don't.
I was in Hungary and I heard it and loved it. And
well, I know someone sent in a call. Oh, it was a what was that call? That I don't know what this guy's talking about, but I remember someone did send me a an animal call. It might have been a bunny because of the whole bunny crush thing. But I do a pretty good. I can do pretty good calls with my mouth. Right. Right? Yes.
Hi,
talented.
Hi, Dave Crew Cocks out with Neil calling in. A couple things real quick. I seriously doubt Playboy's going to shove that camera right up her snatch. Lindsay Lohan snatch, that is.
Is that what I suggested? They get right up in that snatch?
And just put that on the
That's cover. More penthouse style.
Cover. They're going to Photoshop it, you know, airbrush it, put a little fudge around it.
Photoshop that puffy pussy.
Nice and
pussy lips.
Well, who the fuck is buying magazines these days?
I know. I can't believe those magazines still exist.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man. Just jerking on YouPorn or RedTube or whatever the fuck. Get your jollies off. But not a fucking magazine. That's just weird.
I agree with you. I don't know who's buying those magazines, but apparently they've got the cash to get celebrities to show twat. So, they are needed in our society.
Hey, Dan.
They do serve a purpose. Is that Corey, I hear?
Hey, Dan, it's Matt in Kansas.
No,
here's the difference
Matt.
Between your listeners and Keith and the girls' listeners.
Oh.
Because they may be getting tattoos and all this stuff, but we're paying you every month. And
that's true. Well, I think
you don't have to go out and make DVDs and do special one-time-only buy shows and stuff and all that stuff. We're happy to pay you.
Well, thank you very much. I guess in the grand scheme of things, I'd rather have your money than, you know, artwork on your body.
In this month, I've been listening for 6 years and paying.
Wow.
You know, I think I took like 2 months off when I had some financial stuff, but realized
well,
how silly
I can't forgive you for that, but
it was to.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of you guys are longtime listeners, and I, you know, thank you for that. We're growing up together.
Fucking kid being molested.
What?
You're fucking stupid, dude. I don't know why I fucking pay into this shit. I'm canceling.
He's crying.
I don't see what you see funny about a kid being molested. You don't know. All the therapy that you have to go through. You're a piece of shit, I swear to God. If I fucking saw you right now, I'd beat the shit out of you.
So, I don't know what he's talking about. Sounds like he was really crying, which means he's not a real listener to my program. But I don't know what he's referring to. I'm sorry if I upset you, sir, but, you know. I don't think anyone should be molested. I don't know what I was.
Hi.
What
Hi,
I was.
Jimmy Goo, you big
laughing at.
You.
I mean, I probably was, but.
I have another gay little sex slave for you here.
Huh.
Yeah, this is Johnny Queef. And I'm queefing out of my butthole right at that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. It's the Pumpkin Fucker. Just wanted to call and tell you a couple things. I haven't called you in a while. Happy Halloween, for one. And
thank
for two,
you.
Do you go out trick-or-treating, or do you do anything for Halloween?
No.
And three, on today's show, you were trying to say, you were saying the word discography. I do believe the correct way to say that is discography.
I can't say that word. How did you say that? I have a
hey, you were saying the word discography. I do believe anything for Halloween.
What was it?
And three, on today's show, you were trying to say, you were saying the word discography. I do believe.
What is the right way to say the discography?
Hey, Timmy.
A real problem word for me.
Distorted View. I want to congratulate you on your first Distorted View tattoo.
Yes. It's been a big, big month for me. I got my first listener tattoo, and I made someone who was molested as a child cry just a few moments ago. Great. I feel real good about that one.
Hey, Tim, TV listener Maddie here in your most fucked up state, Florida. Just driving out 95 and I see all these signs for a silver alert. A silver alert is when an elderly goes missing and wanders around aimlessly. But apparently this elderly has a vehicle and is driving around the highway. Can't wait to see how this plays out. Talk to you later.
We know how that's going to end.
Tim,
and tragedy. It's a great tragedy.
You know how I can tell you went to Ohio State? You post shows without listening to them, and there's like no audio with just your background music in it for 20 seconds. Come on, bud. Let's be a little bit more professional. I want to see you on satellite radio. All right?
Fuck satellite radio. I don't need them.
Hey, Tim. I hope you don't delete this call.
There's Dylan.
Not going to be calling as much, like I said, because I don't really have ran out of time.
Finally, someone got the hint.
Pretty much to say, that's so insane that there's someone else who listens in the 707 area. You see me?
It's a small world, Dylan.
I go about town very often. I have very, very messy brown hair.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. All right. No one cares.
Oh, God. What's up, Timmy, dude? Sideshow member DJ C here.
How are
you? Just a little time and weather update. It's fucking snowing here. What the fuck, Timmy, dude? Use some of your magical powers to stop the snow in the Northeast, please.
I will do my best. And finally today, again, don't play music over the fucking telephone. It just doesn't work. It doesn't. I feel like we go over this every week or two. It pisses me off because I keep straining to listen. Like, maybe is this somehow related to something I said or no? Just a bunch of bullshit. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
And I hope you like my hair because I have dyed it with some cola.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow with the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It's a great tragedy.